Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KYC News Minor Update. The state will not charge officers who shot a Fairbanks man last Christmas Eve. An Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions report says three state troopers and two Fairbanks police officers lawfully used deadly force against 20-year-old Cody Iyer. Citing the report, Fairbanks Police spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch describes what police and troopers say led to police firing on Iyer.
Mr. Iyer did point his gun at the officers and made some pretty strong statements towards them. I don't want to repeat them because they are pretty graphic. They are in the declination letter, and that made the officers fear for their lives, the lives of their fellow officers, and they were close to a residential area, and we needed to make sure that that threat was stopped.
The report says officers were initially contacted to check on Iyer by a friend in Wasilla who said he'd seen Iyer on Facebook talking about killing himself. Iyer's mother subsequently called 911 asking for help, saying her son was depressed, had been drinking, and had left the house on foot with a holstered handgun. The report says Iyer pointed his gun at an officer and repeatedly threatened to kill himself as officers followed him along roads on Fairbanks' east side. There is police body camera footage of the encounter, but McCulloch says its release has been delayed until an October 10th press conference.
Both agencies agreed that it was very important to make sure that the letter was available to the public prior to the video.
McCulloch adds that the video has been edited down prior to public release. The report details repeated attempts by officers to get Iyer to drop his gun and to get him help before the situation escalates.
Officers don't take incidents like this very lightly at all, and we are concerned about the Iyer family and know that they have suffered a loss and want to be respectful to them.
The report says five officers fired more than 40 rounds and two volleys, in between which they said Iyer was still a threat. First aid was administered, but Iyer died a short time later at the hospital. The fatal wound was shot to the back of his head. Iyer's handgun was not fired and only carried a single round. Speaking remotely from California, family attorney Mark Choate says the family is disappointed with the Office of Special Prosecution report.
The decision to not prosecute does not mean that the shooting was, quote, justified, unquote. The decision to not prosecute simply means that the special prosecutor determined that he could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the conduct was criminal. We remain convinced that the evidence will show that Cody's death was a result of poor training and judgment by a swatted-up group of officers who failed in their primary duty to protect Cody.
Cody Iyer was Alaska Native, and his family believes race was a factor in how law enforcement responded. They are preparing a civil rights lawsuit and plan to issue a statement soon. Fairbanks City Mayor Jim Matherly stirred anger Saturday when a meme making fun of a woman who was accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault was shared from his Facebook account. The mayor posted an apology late Saturday. In the meme, a photograph of Christine Blasey Ford is seen with a Nike swoosh and the words, "Believe in something even if you can't remember anything." The words are a parody of Nike's new slogan, "Believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything," which has former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick as his focal point. Matherly posted the apology and explanation on Facebook around midnight Saturday. He wrote that his girlfriend had shared the meme when he was showing her his new iPhone. For the second time in 3 years, a national urban planning organization has named a downtown Fairbanks landmark one of its great places in America. The American Planning Association announced last week that the recently redesigned Cushman Street made this year's list. The organization previously honored downtown landmark Golden Heart Plaza in 2016. A major $10.5 million construction project in 2015 transformed Cushman Street by replacing three narrow traffic lanes with two wide ones, burying utility lines, and making wider sidewalks decorated with planter boxes and lights. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.